Dr. Javier de Tenclinic note on Robert Real. Looks like G-I-L-L. Birth date 3/14/75, dictation 6/12/25, patient seen. Patient seen with asking to get on Suboxone with a history of a OxyContin and with a history of a cocaine abuse, states that he took it in childhood in a rehab program with his father, watching for a year, states he started again 3 years ago. Now has been off for the for the past 8 days, with help from his wife, describing slight withdrawal with some insomnia, restlessness, agitation, and continued craving for cocaine.
You're staying, Frank?
Yeah, I like it. Asking to get on Suboxone. He thought it might help him. He has talked to a detox center in Kingwood, recommended to get on medications, and then to get in their program to attend 3 days a week with support and counseling covered by his insurance. Review of symptoms non-contributory, past medical history as above, cocaine abuse using 1 8-ball. Per week. States that he has been in a motor vehicle accident 2 times with fracture of thoracic and lumbar spine. With 17 surgeries on his back. Last several years ago, taking OxyContin for pain, five milligrams 4 times a day, and Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day, plus gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day. Social history, states he drives a hotshot truck, doesn't require DOT. Social history, plans to start 12-step program and attend support at West Bridge. Thank you. Recovery Center in Kingwood, as above. Physical patient is here with his wife. General appearance, no acute distress, head eyes, ears, and nose control within normal limits, next level without masses, lung chest, head percussion, heart rhythm, attack members to gather, abdomen soft, again, negative tenderness, back, skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient had urine drug screen in office. Showing presence of OxyContin and cocaine. Explain to patient that Suboxone has limited effect on cravings for cocaine. Given an article, its current findings suggesting some benefit. So it was given a final diagnosis. Opiate dependence with chronic pain syndrome from multiple back operations and injuries to back. Also under care of a pain specialist. History of cocaine, addiction dependency for the past several years, all for the past 2 weeks. Requesting Suboxone to help him withdraw and with his craving. Patients start taking Suboxone 8 milligrams 3 times a day without having taken, after stopping OxyContin for 2 days or until early withdrawal symptoms present. As recommended, it experiences withdrawal symptoms from OxyContin or inability to suppress cravings with Suboxone. Patient will need to go to the emergency room with follow-up at a rehab center. Patient is to follow up with his pain doctor on a regular basis and inform him of history of cocaine abuse and need to stop Suboxone. Excuse me, need to stop OxyContin in order to take Suboxone. Patient advised that Suboxone may give some pain relief with a higher dose. Also to discuss with pain doctor because of initial treatment. And with multiple history of OxyContin compound for use for pain plus cocaine abuse, patient to be followed up in 1 week or 2 weeks if able, if doing well, to discuss condition with pain doctor as above. Advised to enter rehab hospital as soon as possible for additional support and treatment. If patient is able to abstain from cocaine with some benefit from Suboxone, we'll continue to prescribe Suboxone with additional psychiatric evaluation. Continue to be followed by pain doctor. If unable to meet those conditions, we'll have to seek Suboxone treatment elsewhere as part of a total program. Without being able to take OxyContin, as discussed with patient and wife. We'll see patient in 1 or 2 weeks for follow-up. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.